Let's go! We ready? Woo! Let's go, baby. Dummies for Sports, here we go. Okay, we have the whole crew here because we're, of course, discussing the AFC North, our favorite
division. Well, Morty's not here.
Morty, well, you never know. Maybe he's behind the scenes. You don't know that.
Nah.
And we keep that secretive of the Rocky and Meisty show.
Don't reveal our secrets.
I don't know how to be producer of the show. What are you talking about? I don't know how to do all this stuff. It's cool stuff over here.
He's still on his honeymoon.
Right, yes, Morty, yeah. He's still got some time. So Morty is not here. That is correct. Instead, you got our beautiful faces. We're just missing one beautiful face. But welcome, everyone, to Dummies for Sports, AFC North time. Yeah, we're a little behind on all the divisions, but we'll God willing, we'll be able to get through all of them. So, guys, it's AFC North. Aren't we pumped for this one?
Yeah, no bias at all from any of us, right?
Right.
No.
Well, with that being said, you know, no bias at all. We'll see about that. We'll see where the bias lies. So the AFC North is certainly an extremely compelling division. I would argue the best division in football. I think a lot of people would argue that, right, guys? So let's start off with the defending AFC champs last year, made the AFC championship game. The Cincinnati Bengals, probably one penalty away from another defending AFC championship. So let's start off with the Bengals, guys, at 11.5. It's 11.5 is a high number. So last year their number was 10.5, a little easier for me to go above 10.5. 11.5 is tough because you have to remember the Bengals are, they're going to be contenders for a very long time. They have one of the most prolific passing games in football. We're not trying to undermine the talent that they have. It's just a matter of you're in a division with, you know, four of the, let's call it, 10 best rosters in football right now. So, you know, so you have to go up against all these teams six times a year. I'm still going to go over 11.5. I still think they have the most superior roster to all these other ones, aside from the fact that, by the way, an underrated thing of this offseason is, so we know that they have T. Higgins, and they have Ja'Marr Chase, and they have that receiving core in place. This offseason, they got Charlie Jones and Irv Smith at tight end. Like, those guys could actually be solid weapons if need be, if someone gets injured, or to even put as a third or fourth receiver. Like, a team that relies on the passing game that much to keep on stacking up at receiver, I think, is a very wise move. So they're just going to have an absolutely – opposing defenses are going to have a very difficult time stopping this passing game. You know, they added Orlando Brown trying to address the offensive line, which I think is definitely improved. I'm not going to say it's the best offensive line in football, but I think it will be good enough to give Burrow enough time to attack those weapons, and I think they'll win a lot of games this year, guys.
I have to agree with that, too. I'm going to say that the Bengals are going to hit that over 11.5. I'm thinking they win 13-14 games. They might take I think they take the one seed this year. I think they sweep the division. I think they take the one seed. And I think that they're going back to the Super Bowl. So, Bengals are
the team. Mike's all in on the Bengals this year.
No, but I'm all in on the Jaguars, but we'll talk about that one another time.
Right, next time.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are going to go under 11.5 because they're going to win 11 games. Joe Burrow's injured. I think we all saw that. Non-contact injury where he went down, and the biggest issue for me, like Rocky said, they didn't do some good things improving their offense with Irv Smith and Charlie Jones, this receiver, just stacking the O-line with Orlando Brown, who I don't think is going to be as good of an improvement as we think. I mean, we said it last year also, and then the O-line didn't get any better, but they lost Jesse Bates and Von Bell, so they lost their top starting safeties. And this defense is still going to be solid, but you're missing two really good safeties, really good players. So their secondary could be exposed a little bit. And, I mean, obviously we're just talking about this year, but long-term, you know, they're going to pay Burrow and Chase. And we don't know how this defense can be able to hold up when you have to pay those dudes mega million deals. So, you know, losing Eli Apple, right? You know,
well, I was going to say Eli Apple helps them get better. That's why their defense is better.
Yeah, addition by subtraction, but I think they're going to get 11 wins, and they're going to go under because of these defensive losses and the injury to Joe Burrow. Obviously, Burrow is going to be great, and Chase is going to be great. They're going to be awesome for fantasy. T. Higgins is going to be great, but that injury that gets me nervous, especially with a suspect O-line. So I still think they're going to be good, but I'm going to take the under.
Okay, this is what you guys have all come for. It's the Baltimore Ravens at 9.5. Controversial take here. So I'll bring you through a little timeline over here. So when I originally looked up the over-unders, win totals, it was about a month ago, and I looked at 9.5, and I'm like, Ravens will get over 9.5. I thought the same thing last year. They got 9.5, and I'm like, the Ravens will win 10 or 11 games, right? That's right in their sweet spot. And yep. I was originally thinking the same thing. Now, here's the problem. Marlon Humphrey's injured. They're trying to say it's not so serious, so I don't know what our latest update is there, but let's assume he misses a month, okay? If he misses a month, the Ravens can lose 3 out of the first 4 games this year. And I don't think that's particularly controversial. Now, let's look at the first. The first game they're playing is the Texans,
that's controversial.
Right? Texans?
That is controversial.
Who are the next three?
We're crushing them. We're crushing the Texans. I don't care who's on the field.
And who are the next
them.
Three after the Texans?
Cincy, Indy,
we're crushing
Cleveland.
Them.
Exactly.
and no Joe Burrow.
Right. Yeah. No, he's going to – Joe Burrow's there, but he's going to be limited. That's the only team I'm losing. He's injured. He's probably going to play. Yeah, he's going to be out there week one, but he's still injured.
You're telling me Joe Burrow against – fifth string cornerbacks is the Ravens are going to lose that game. Last time that happened, it was a disaster. They scored 45 points or something like that. No, it's going to be no chance. Any team, and they'll lose to the Browns too if Marlon Humphrey's not playing. That's my opinion. So I think this is a huge concern for the Ravens. People are underplaying this. The Ravens, my biggest concern for the Ravens I really had two. Heading out of the offseason, I had two biggest concerns for the Ravens. Will the receivers stay healthy, which is a big concern that it's on everyone's mind, right? And they don't have depth at cornerback for the first time in years, okay? They have Marcus Williams, and they have Kyle Hamilton. Fantastic, and I think that'll help them. That's the only reason they have a chance here. But those guys are not going to cover receivers on the outside. They are center fielders. Yes, you can move Kyle Hamilton around a little more, put him in the box. That's true. But we're not talking about guys that are going to cover outside receivers. They're not going to have anyone to do that without Marlon Humphrey. Outside of Marlon Humphrey, you really have no viable option here. You have some other guys in preseason and training camp that have made some surges, but you really have no viable options. This is going to be a big problem for a team that's going to have a tough schedule outside of a few games in the first into the first month. They're really going to have a tough schedule. If Marlon Humphrey is number one, doesn't play, or number two is only half himself, which, by the way, Marlon Humphrey already has been declining in his performance the last couple years. He's not been that. We're talking about a guy 3 years ago who was one of the best cornerbacks in football. Last year, average cornerback to a little above average cornerback for the most part of the season. So I think this defense is worse than it was last year. There's no question. You know, they lost guys up front. They added some pieces. They lost guys up front. They lost depth in the secondary. The only place they improved, they really didn't do anything in the offseason other than improve at the receiver position, which is vitally important. So I'm going to say this. If OBJ and Bateman and everyone stays healthy, the Ravens will win 10 games. But I don't think that's going to happen. So I think they're going under 9.5.
Damn. Scathing. Oh, my goodness. They're going to win 10 games. They're winning double-digit games. They have the NFC West, which every team is a win besides for the Niners, and even then you can play with the Niners. Obviously, Seattle is better, but they get Seattle at home, so they're going to be able to beat Geno Smith. I am nervous. I'm nervous about missing Marlon Humphrey, but it could be for the first month. And you saying that they're going to lose two games out of Houston, Cincy, Indy, and Cleveland is ridiculous. Like, they're not. There's no chance of.
Could I point something out? Out of the four teams in this division, and this is not to say the Ravens have a bad roster, but they have the worst of the four rosters right now. They do. With all these injuries, they 100% do.
The Steelers do. 100%.
Oh, the Steelers, the improvements they made in the offseason, they had one of the best drafts in football. I disagree. The Steelers, if you look, the Steelers defense right now is on par with the Ravens. The receiving core is way better. The only advantage that the Ravens have right now is at quarterback position. But everywhere else, if you look around the board, the Steelers roster is just as good, if not better, than the Ravens right now.
What the Ravens improved on is they kept their quarterback around for 5 years.
Correct. That's all they did, which is fine.
Yeah, they added like Rock Yassine and receivers and stuff. So you gotta hope that Nelson Aguilar and Odell and Zay Flowers are just gonna make a huge impact in this offense. It's just going to be able to put up, you know, 28 points a game, because the Ravens defense always figured it out. They're going to obviously have their issues like they did last year. In the beginning of the season, they gave up 42 to Tua, or 45, whatever it was, ridiculous. But they're going to eventually round out into a defense that's going to give up 20 to 23 points a game. And if the offense consistently can score 25 to 28, then they're going to win a lot of games. And I think they have a brutal stretch to finish at Jacksonville, at San Fran, home Miami, home Pittsburgh. But those are times when the Ravens step up. They step up in December, and those games will be very difficult. Oh, yeah. A late bye week may actually be helpful, because it'll give them time to rest up for the big stretch run. But this team is definitely winning double-digit games. Like, they're too well-coached, and hopefully the offense will be better. You know, obviously we're not hearing, you know, necessarily the best things coming out of the offense and Lamar in practice, but a switch to a more pass-heavy offense should allow this team to get over double digits. And yeah, when I heard 10.5, if I would have heard 10.5, I would have been nervous, but anything over double digits, 9.5, easy over.
Okay. I don't know where you get this, like, I don't know where you even get this thought that the Ravens are going to become this pass-heavy offense. Lamar Jackson is still a quarterback. He's run-heavy. Not that he can't throw the ball, but he's a run-heavy quarterback. Mm. We don't have receivers, even though we upgraded at receivers.
We have receivers now.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, for 2 weeks. Great.
Bateman already has injury problems.
Let's get things straight. Let's put things right out there. There's a shot the Ravens don't make the playoffs this year. Okay? If the AFC goes how I think the AFC is going to go, the Ravens aren't in the playoffs this year.
Agreed.
You have the Jets being a double-digit team win. Double digits. You have the Bills. So one of them are winning the division. One of them's a wild card. The Dolphins are very good this year, even with the loss of Jalen Ramsey. All coming down to Tua. What can Tua do? You have the Chargers, you have this newly ran Broncos that might just be, I mean, they're full of stars. You have so many other teams. The Ravens are lucky that they have somewhat of an easy schedule, but you have so many teams that can be double-digit, nine-win teams. If you're not nine wins, if you're not at nine wins here, the Ravens, you are in trouble. You are in big, big trouble if you don't get to nine wins this year. I don't think the Ravens get to 10 wins this year. I, at this moment, with Marlon Humphrey out for the full month, even with him in, I don't even in out. He only can cover one person. He can only cover one side of the field.
True.
The safeties are great. There's too many holes. I don't like where our offense is. I don't like where J.K. Dobbins is at. Lamar's not really. I don't like the way he throws the ball, but he can throw the ball. I have the Ravens missing the playoffs this year. I have them at nine wins, but I don't think they make the playoffs this year. I think they even go under that. I think we're for a disaster this year.
I'm exactly with you, Meisty. I'm exactly on board. I have 9 wins, maybe 10 if receivers can stay healthy. If receivers can stay healthy, if every single receiver on the roster can stay healthy, then I think they can make the playoffs. But the odds of that happening are too slim for me to rely on. That's the problem.
Listen, you guys are hating. You're too realistic.
Everyone else got better, and the Ravens did not. It's very simple.
They did. So. What were we talking about? Like us talking about how Lamar needs receivers, and then they finally get receivers. The only thing I will agree with you is that they didn't really address corner, and they just kind of added Rock Ya-Sin at the end, and then he gets injured, and Marlon Humphrey gets injured, which is the worst possible thing. But they did not really address the corner, which was
they got Aguilar and his mishaps.
They got Odell and Zay, and then they're hoping that Bateman. Will be, you know,
Bateman's already having injury problems. OBJ hasn't been healthy in 3 years.
OBJ, I have more ACLs than OBJ right now, okay?
And you also tore your ACL.
He's been out for a year and a half. He's ready. He's fresh.
Oh, yeah, he's so ready. A year and a half. Deshaun Watson was also out for a year and a half, and look what happened when he came back.
Great segue.
And off we go to the Browns.
Right, great segue. No, it's okay. So let's talk about this a little bit. The Browns are at 9.5, and this is you know, I actually think if you look at things in a scope, who has the best roster in this division? I actually think it's the Browns. And I would have said the same thing about the Browns roster last year. I think they had the best division in the roster last year. One problem, they have a stunky quarterback situation. It's very simple, right? Jacoby Brissett last year, actually, pretty service. I would say Jacoby Brissett's the best backup in football. That I would go as far as to say. Right?
I don't know about that. That's a lie.
No, you don't think so? Okay, it's close. Anyway. Yeah. But whatever, you could argue about that. But then Deshaun Watson came in, and he was absolutely horrible, guys. I mean, we're talking about, you know, his PFF grade was in the 40s and 50s every single game. So, you know, missing open receivers, overthrows, underthrows, the arm strength isn't there anymore. The athleticism isn't even quite what it was, what it used to be. So Deshaun Watson looked horrible. That being said, you have to ask yourself the question, was it rust or was it permanent? I'm not high on Deshaun Watson, believe it or not. I know, you know, you think all my pessimism on the Ravens, you probably think I'm going to be optimistic on the Browns. I'm not. I think the Browns have an incredible roster. I think they have the best defense in the division. That's my opinion. I also think that they have a nice receiving core. I think they have one of the best running games in football. The problem is I haven't seen enough convincing signs from Deshaun Watson. Granted, it was only a few games, but I haven't seen enough convincing signs from Deshaun Watson to assume he's going to turn a corner. I think it'll be better than last year. Hard not to be. But I think we're talking about a guy that's now maybe in the 10-15 range in terms of quarterback ratings now. He's not going to be quite good enough. That being said, the roster might be good enough to make the playoffs this year. I'm still going to go under 9.5 because I don't like what I've seen from Deshaun Watson so far, and I'm not so optimistic on him. But they have a very good roster. So, you know, I think the Ravens have the opposite problem. The Ravens have a quarterback that can produce a lot of yardage and produce a lot of, you know, a lot of big plays, but the rest of the roster is not so great. The Browns have a great roster. The quarterback's the one big question mark. So I'm going to go under 9.5.
I'm going to agree with you on under 9.5 here as well, just because it's the Browns. It doesn't matter if you had Patrick Mahomes. It's just the Browns. And so the Browns are going to be the Browns, and they'll probably end up with like 6 or 7 wins and be like, what happened? Oh, no. Can we fix this? Let's turn the whole team upside down. It's the Browns. Yehuda?
Thanks. I'm with you there. 9.5. Again, that's you're saying that, and I'm looking at some things that seem to say that the Browns and the Ravens are similar teams. If the quarterback can really pull it together, they have solid rosters. I think the Browns probably do have a better roster. But if the quarterback can really pull it together, then the Browns can go on a run. But I don't think the quarterback can pull it together. I think Deshaun Watson was one of the worst quarterbacks, if not the worst quarterback, the last couple weeks of the season. He was just so bad. Maybe you could just say it was rust. Maybe you could say it's bad mazel for you know, some of the allegations that happened with Deshaun Watson. But
what happened?
but he looked terrible, and I don't think he, like you said, Rocky, I don't think he's going to be that terrible. It's pretty hard to be that bad, but they are going to get to 10 wins is very difficult, and I don't see these games where you see them like playing like San Francisco and Cincy, even though they did beat Cincy randomly in Monday Night Football last year. You don't see the Browns beating the Bengals, and they're playing the Bengals week one, and that will be a very telling contest, especially to see how Deshaun Watson looks. But 9.5 just seems like too high, and I'm going to say that they're going to have 9 wins. So I'm going to take the under. The same way you think the Ravens will be under, the Browns will be over. Rock, you picked the Browns to be over, right?
Under.
Under. Oh, you picked them to be under also. But yeah, I'm going to take the Browns to, because they are the Browns, they're going to be close, and they're going to be in it, and then they're going to find a way to lose to like the Jets and Cincy in the last couple weeks.
Rocky, let me segue you into here. They're gonna have less wins than the Steelers.
Agreed. The Steelers are at 8.5. So let's talk about the Steelers. Let's wrap this up. As much as I can talk about the AFC North forever, I do have to run in a few minutes. But so let's talk about the Steelers for a few minutes. 8.5. Omar Khan takes over a GM, improves the offensive line. Allen Robinson on the cheap, did a great job in the draft.
Allen Robinson is not good. He's not good.
He's better than Nelson Aguilar. So, but remember, he's a third string receiver. He's a viable option.
Okay, Aguilar is the fourth or fifth guy. Like,
if Moses good. Splits the sea again, then Aguilar is the fourth receiver. Great, yes. I mean, yes. Okay, granted.
I don't know how you think Aguilar is good, Yehuda. Aguilar sucks.
I don't think he's good. I think he's a good.
I agree, but no, I don't. But I don't think he's a good four. He's a good second receiver. That's the problem.
I'm hearing people say that Allen Robinson was a good pickup, he is so washed. It's ridiculous.
The point is to get Allen Robinson on the cheap behind Deontay Johnson, behind one of the best receivers in football, Mycey's guy, who's just an unbelievable, absolute freak of nature. And Kenny Pickett looked fine last year. Like, you know, his numbers on paper actually look worse than they were. Kenny Pickett looked fine. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I think the Steelers, you know, last year I actually had them go exactly 7 wins, and I was wrong. The Steelers don't have losing records. Just Mike Tomlin somehow finds ways to avoid it. They just never. In his entire tenure there, which is about 17 years now, he is yet to win less than nine games with the Steelers. So I think the Steelers did a lot. Improve the offensive line, which they needed mightily. That's why the running game's been so bad the last bunch of years. They have no offensive line. Khan took over as GM. He attacked that offensive line. Got another piece, an Allen Robinson receiver. Even if he's a little older, he's a little washed up as a third stringer, that's fine. You know, by the way, if you look at Kenny Pickett's passing grade last year when he was on the field, very similar to Brock Purdy. Very similar numbers in terms of advanced metrics. So he's a fine quarterback. The roster is good. Over 8.5 for the Steelers.
What did you say, 8.5?
Over 8.5. What do you think, Wes?
I want to hear you. Who just taking this?
I'm going to do it. Even though Mike Tomlin has proved us wrong year by year by year by year, I'm going to do it. They're going 8-9. They're going under 8.5.
Mistake.
They're going 8-9, and they are not going to have a win record.
There might be a lot of 9-win teams in this division this year.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be close. That's why it's the best division in football. It's hyper competitive, and every team will say that like they have a solid roster and they'll be jostling for couple plays here and there will be the difference between a Ravens-Browns win or Browns-Bengals game or a Ravens-Steelers game. Like, that, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be super competitive. But the Steelers finish with home at Cincy, at Seattle, at Baltimore. And that also is a really difficult stretch.
True.
And I think the Steelers can easily go 0-3 in those three games. And that could cost them Mike Tomlin's wonderful streak that everybody gives him so much credit for, even though
they already have 9 wins by that point.
They'll be like 8-6 and like they'll be in the hunt in all the graphics. And they go 0-3 and they even though Mike Tomlin gets so much credit for winning a Super Bowl when it was Cowher's roster he can't beat an all Big Ben, and he can't beat Bill Belichick, and has never beaten Bill Belichick in the playoffs. And I don't think made a Super Bowl in the 2010s past, you know, after that Steelers Packers game, but whatever.
I didn't know you felt this way about Tomlin. I didn't know you felt this strongly.
I think he's so overrated. He is so overrated.
I know. I think
I'm going to have to agree with you, Hoot, on this side. He is overrated. I do agree with you, Hoot, on this. He is overrated.
I disagree.
But you have to respect, yes, because just because you're over 500 and you have, it's not that talented. I'm sorry to say, it's impressive because no one else does it.
Yeah, but the only way to judge coaches on wins and losses, we don't know what's going on in the locker room and the logistics of it. He's won a Super Bowl. And he's
no, 100%, 100%. But like you had Big Ben. You had some of the best talent. Like you were given big rosters. You should have been winning. You should have been winning more Super Bowls. As you were saying, he should have won at least. I say the same thing now about John Harbaugh. We're getting to a point where, hey, John, if you don't come up with another Super Bowl,
Did we mute
him?
You're good. Sorry, I'm back. You hear me?
You said, hey, John, if you don't come up with another Super Bowl soon.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, John, you're going to come another Super Bowl soon. We're going to have to let you go. Like that's what we're coming up to with John Harbaugh. Mike Tomlin, it's been even longer.
Yep.
Like, we got to get to some point where, hey, Mike, you haven't been to the AFC Championship game in years. You haven't done – you've just been getting 9-8, missing the playoffs. Wonderful. You're 8-8, woohoo, missing the playoffs. and you can't blame him when the Ravens and the Bengals over the last couple of years have obviously just been super good. Fine. Yeah. But I will say this. The Steelers this year, they're winning nine games, the same as the Ravens. They're both going to be 9-8, but the Ravens will finish ahead of them.
Agreed.
But I will say this. The Steelers, they have, at the end of his career, that man, George Pickens, will have the best highlight reel of all time. I don't mean he'll be the best receiver. I just straight up mean his highlight reel next to any other person's highlight reel, he will have a better highlight reel. He is so talented. It is so much fun to watch him play. Kenny Pickett can use a lot of improvement, and I wouldn't be shocked if they make a move over, even during the year, at some point next year, where they're going to make a move to bring in some quarterback to be like, all right, we have all the pieces. We just need the quarterback. They're going to pull the Matthew Stafford and the Rams type of thing, and they're going to bring in their guy, and they're going to be great. There may be a Kirk Cousins, even though that's not the answer, but something better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I mean, I love NFL young boy. George Pickens is hilarious to watch. And I love he is pissed every time he doesn't get the ball, so he blocks the heck out of the cornerbacks. It's so funny, and it's so awesome.
By the way, do you realize that most guys, if they don't get the ball, they're coming to the sideline all upset? No, he's like, oh, I didn't get the ball. Let me go find the cornerback to take this out on. That's like the most insane ball I mean, I loved him in college. I mean, he used to fight like crazy, and it was like, dude, what are you going to – you're not going to make it to the NFL. But like the way he's progressed to the NFL – the way he got drafted was just legendary. That picture is legendary. then he is who he is, and he's just – he makes these insane plays. He blocks for – like we always talk about, the Ravens need a guy who can block down the field. And then they just didn't go with George. But like, what are you doing? That was the man. That was the man who blocks down the field for you.
Yeah.
He's great.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up there. We have so –
I'm sorry. The man had – Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown in their primes and did not make a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, that's true. We could talk about I have a lot to say about
Brady Manning. Brady Manning. We
could probably do an AFC North part two, honestly, because there's all these things. There's so much to talk about, but it's my fault that we have to cut this short. But anyway, guys, that's the AFC North, so seems like we're all pretty divided on all these things, but it's going to be a close division. It's going to be a close race. Great. It's going to be very exciting, and it's going to be fun to watch week in and week out. All these teams compete against each other and see who can come out on the mountaintop. So just a few more weeks till NFL season. Remember to subscribe on YouTube and Spotify and Apple and all those places you get your podcast. And remember to have a wonderful day.